As you know, my dear listener, I author a lot of puzzle games. I have to write puzzles all the time. I'm typically running about a month ahead of time. Right now, I have puzzles written into early July, so I'm doing okay, but I have to write a lot of puzzle games, or a lot of puzzles for my puzzle games. But a week ago on The Rebound, literally a week ago today as I record this, my friends Dan and John were talking about the lack of good apps for sharing animated GIFs, or GIFs, your choice, on the Mac. And as we were talking, I said to them, you know, I could make one. And then I decided to do exactly that. I had it in beta by later last week, and I officially released it just yesterday as we record, which is why I didn't have an episode of this yesterday, because I was focused on that app and my other day job. I don't know what my day job is at this point. My day job is doing all the things that I do to make money, I guess. It's a multifaceted day job. But anyway, if you like sending animated GIFs, I have a new one. I don't have a new GIF, although maybe one day. I have a new app for sharing those GIFs. It's called Gnomes. I'm going to say GIF and GIF interchangeably. It's called Gnome. Why is it called Gnome? It's called Gnome because I prefer to pronounce the G in GIF like you pronounce the G in Gnome. Theme song.
Your Daily Lex.
My main design inspiration for the app was, what did I think it would look like if Apple made an app for sharing these animated images? Not to say that I could make an app that would look like an app that Apple would make. And Apple does sort of have some image sharing built into Messages with their weird little images app, but that's crappy. So I guess better than what Apple would do in some ways? I don't know. But I'm pleased with the app. And it really drove home why I love beta testing, because, you know, certainly you want to know about the bugs, but I really wanted to know, like, what feature requests people had, and Dan and John each had some good requests. I also shared it with Casey List, because we know Casey, nobody knows animated images like Casey, and got some great feedback from all of them, and then released it. Anyway, my point is going to be, I make all these puzzles, I have, you know, given myself all kinds of homework to do, and it's quite possible that my most lucrative app is going to be this one about sharing images that I don't have to create. I'm going to release the iOS version soon. I want to do a little bit more testing of that one, and then I'm sure do some dancing with Apple before they'll approve it, because that's how this goes. And then I've debated, do I want to make a keyboard app or a messages, an iMessage app, whatever, for it. I don't know if I do, because looking at those, there's some annoying limitations. But yeah, I like the app. I am definitely sharing more animated GIFs than I ever did before, because I have the app installed on all my devices. But that's been fun. What else is fun? Oh, I know what else is fun. Shameless self-promotion and begging folks to promote me. So yeah, if you have a popular social media feed and or a website about Apple things, feel free to write about my new app. Disclose your affection for me if necessary. But really what I need right now is attention. That's all I ever need, but the app especially needs attention. LexFriedman.com/gnome is the URL for it. So far the response has been great, like truly great. I'm very pleased. I just want more people to be aware of it. And until I know how it converts, meaning what percentage of people upgrade, I don't have any idea what I could spend on marketing. So right now I need some press. I need some earned media, as they say. So yeah, talk about me on your podcast. Have me as a guest on your podcast. Talk to me about your popular blog or social media account. That's all I ask. Is that so much to ask? No. The other thing that's really on my mind today, it has nothing to do with that, and has to do with Weird Al Yankovic officially announcing that they're working on a jukebox musical, and he has writers attached and whatever, and a director. Now I want to be on Broadway. Assuming that's where the show goes. I think I could be really good in a Weird Al Yankovic jukebox musical. I'm just saying. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful May 12th. More soon.
Lex.